It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. El Paso County continues to vaccinate healthcare workers, people over 65, and educators in accordance with the state's phased rollout, KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
More than 81,000 people in El Paso County have received the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and 34,000 are fully immunized. The county also launched vaccine clinics with community partners aimed at reducing barriers to access for people of color. These clinics vaccinated around 2,400 people this past weekend. In Pueblo County, more than 16,000 people have received two doses. Across the state, more than 411,000 people have received both shots. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Colorado Senator Michael Bennett has been pushing for an increase in the child tax credit for years. It's now part of the big coronavirus relief package congressional Democrats are working on. Bennett says expanding the tax credit could help cut child poverty almost in half.
The American people understand that no child chooses to be born poor, and that growing up in poverty can shape a child's future in ways that are deeply unfair. I saw that every day when I was superintendent of the Denver Public Schools.
The House version of the bill would provide $3,600 per child under the age of 6 and $3,000 per child 6 to 17. Some former officials with the Bureau of Land Management say the agency needs to reform under the Biden administration. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg says they spoke Thursday afternoon in a forum hosted by an environmental nonprofit.
Low morale, insufficient staffing, and a lack of transparency were some of the issues former BLM employees discussed in a forum hosted by the Public Employees for Environmental Policy, or PEER. Richard Spotts worked for the BLM for 15 years in an office that oversees a remote area north of the Grand Canyon.
The dominant BLM management culture was corrupt, regressive, biased, and secretive. And that included throughout the 8 years of the previous Obama administration.
Spotts recommends immediately removing all Trump administration appointees to the BLM and requiring independent audits of managers, among other changes. In Grand Junction, I'm Sina Sieg, CPR News.
Grand Junction has highs today in the 40s. It'll be in the 30s along the Front Range around Denver and in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.